Guess that sounds good. Shit, let's party. This is the AJ Halfcast. Yes, and I am AJ, a very aggravated AJ, but I'm gonna muddle through. Now, nah, man, like, so yeah. And I don't care. You guys don't give a fuck about how my day was. You know what I mean? But, but yeah, it was a doozy. Yeah, it was a doozy. You know what I mean? But hey, I'm here. It's over. You know what I mean? That's what being a man is all about. You know what I mean? I manned up. I got it over with. It's over with now. Now I'm home. Know what I mean? With a cold one. Know what I mean? Talking to my favorite people. Know what I mean? Like, hey, it's over. Know what I mean? Because I was watching Cops. I don't know what I do. I like watching Cops. Know what I mean? Like, I like the episodes. Know what I mean? And one thing I noticed is that, and this really made me so curious to understand, is like they pulled these women over, right? Okay, for and it's 9 times out of 10 it's justified. You know what I mean, for them to stop, but yo, these women be like, they're pretty, but what the police be finding are like syringes, heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, speed. You know what I mean? And it just makes me wonder, like you're so pretty, like you could have been a model. You know what I mean? Like you could see it that, like, yo, it's to the point where if they were to like turn it around, they would get it would come back. Like they're not too far gone, but like it's starting to show. I mean, like, and I just don't understand it. Like, yo, what turns you women, you gorgeous ladies that could be like supermodels and go for like fucking like acting jobs and shit like that, or at least table dancing at the very least. What turns you onto like the hard drugs, know what I mean? And what is like, yeah, wow. I mean, like they say alcohol is a drug, know what I mean? When I'm not here to judge you, know what I mean? Because I'm about to take a sip and like the next one, fuck a few sentences. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, but yo, like the, like you get like fucking like 23-year-old women getting caught with like crack for consumption, not crack to sell, but crack for consumption. Like what happened? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know who turned you on to that shit. I mean, it's just puzzling. I'm just, I'm freestyling. And like, yo, if you know by now, if you listen to the show, like the majority of the show is just fucking like, it's just thoughts. I mean, it's thoughts. It's news articles, but now I mean, I'm giving you the bare bones of the news articles, and then like the rest of it is just my take on it. It's my personal view. I mean, if you're new to the show or if you're not, then you know already. Know what I mean? But yeah, like, yo, like, to the point where the cop is like, yo, the center console of the car, you got syringes in there. Like, how bad off are you? Like, you're not even leaving the work home. You're not even leaving the shit home. Like, yo, and I sold heroin before. I know, like, what, like, how it is. I know what it I know what it's like. Well, I can't say I know what it's like because I've never done heroin. Know what I mean? But I know what it looks like to be sick, to be dope sick. Know what I mean? Or just like or I know the behavior of somebody who's coming down off a crack high. How they get like when they find out that they can't get any more. It's just puzzling to me. Now, I mean, I've had on. Oh God, I don't even know if I should say this. I've had women back in. Okay, so let's. This is a disclaimer. A disclaimer that this was well over motherfucking 10 years. I mean, you have just people that's so fucking like they just need it. They have such a dependency on it that they'll offer you like, yo, you can hold my car, you can take my debit card. You know what I mean? Like shit like that for real. You know what I mean? Just let me like, yeah, like yo, like oh God, man. I don't know. Like it's weird. I mean, it's not weird. I just don't understand it. I mean, like, and then like, yo, and then I would ask him, oh, countless times, yo, sweetheart, how old are you? And they'd be like, yo, I'm 20 something. I'm early to mid 20s, like. And I'd be like, yo, damn, you know what I mean? And yo, I would serve them, and like, yo, it would just be something in me that'd be like, yo, like, I give the girl a hug. I would fucking give her a hug. You know what I mean? Like, yo, like on countless times with different ladies, you know what I mean? Like that was going through that shit, like. You know what I mean? Like, I'm part of the problem, but I'm kind of not. Like, oh, it's just so fucking tricky, man. But you would be like, oh, damn, yo, like, yo, if I never see you walk through my doorstep again to cop another bag, I would be like, yeah, and to finally find out that you got help, that you off that shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that you off whatever you on. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I would be happy. I would feel relieved. Like, yeah, that's how I would be feeling. Like, it's almost like it's guilt, but then it's like, well, it's dicey. You know what I mean? And I know I'm going off early in the podcast. What am I like 8 minutes? You know what I mean? Just off of beautiful women and drug addiction. Yeah, you see where this is going to. I haven't even gotten into the fucking stories yet. Know what I mean? So yeah, this is gonna be another doozy, baby. That's my new favorite word now, doozy. Know what I mean? Yo, yeah, man. Like, yo, fuck, man. Like, yo, I fuck it. Let's take a sip. Yo, let me gather my thoughts. Shit. After the fucking day I had, fuck this. You ever get one of them days where you don't care what the fuck the repercussions are, and you just be like, man, fuck this, I'm going home. I mean, no goodbye, no see you tomorrow, no have a good night. I mean, you just punch that clock and walk smooth the fuck out. I mean, like, yeah, what did I say? I think I said this like the other night. I was like, yo, you talk shit to me tomorrow. But you best be damned, I'm going the fuck home right now. I'm going home tonight. You know what I mean? I don't care what the fuck you gotta say to me tomorrow. I'm out of this bitch, man. Yo, it be like that, yo. Like, yo, it really be like that. I mean, like, y'all don't understand. Yeah, I don't know where I come from with this. No, I'm fucking with y'all. Nah, y'all really don't know. That should be fucking like, yeah, it's fucking Animal House. But fuck it. Okay, well, I guess it's time. Let's do some stories. I got one, two, three, four, five, six. Yeah, I try to put at least like seven on the board. It fills the time for the fucking podcast out perfectly. And yeah, wow. I tried. Yeah, I try to that's how I time it out. It's becoming an art form. You know what I mean? Like, I'm shaping this shit to the point where I can count out how many stories will give me an allotted time for a podcast that I deem suitable. Yo, New Jersey serial killer, torso killer, pleads guilty to 1974 cold case murders of two teenage friends. Holy shit. A notorious, oh, he looks like a fucking killer. Oh shit. I might have to fucking put this fucking, we're gonna, yeah, that image is definitely going up on my fucking, my Twitter page right now. Yeah, maybe, because y'all gotta see the look of this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, yo, he just looks like a textbook serial killer. And I don't know what a textbook serial killer is, but if I had to fucking spitball that shit, it would be fucking him. God damn. Okay. A notorious New Jersey serial killer pleaded guilty Tuesday to the cold case murders of two teenage girls in 1974. Richard Cottingham, Dick Cottingham, God damn it, the killer. I mean, who was already serving time in state prison for several other murders. God, yeah, admitted to kidnapping and raping 17-year-old Marianne Pryor and 16-year-old Lorraine Marie Kelly before murdering them in 1974, according to the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office. God damn. Pryor and Kelly were last seen walking together on Broad Avenue in Richfield, New Jersey, August 9th, 1974. Witnesses, I wasn't born yet. Now, I mean, not until at least 8 years later. I mean, so this is not fun fact, right? Yeah, like has nothing to do with the fucking story. Witnesses told police that they had seen the two girls hitchhiking, and they got, yo, back then. Back then in the 60s and 70s and back before, like when all, yo, it would just be like people would fucking hitchhike and you would never see them again. And because shit like this would happen too. Like, yo, I don't know when did we, like, yeah. And it would just be women hitchhiking alone by themselves. Like, yo, nowadays, I mean, like, no. Like, I guess we this it's evolution. I mean, like that's part of evolution. Yeah, that's part of the human evolving to learn to look both ways before you cross the street, to learn not to hitchhike alone by yourself. I mean, like, yeah, because before that, we found out what happens when you don't do those things. I mean, like, yeah, that's part of evolution. Evolution happens every day. Evolution happens minute by minute, second by second. Now I mean, like, yo, I'm evolving right now because I'm learning this right now. Now I mean, like, I'm learning and you're evolving because you're learning this because I'm telling you. Now I mean, how about that for a concept? Yeah. Evolution doesn't take place over thousands and thousands of years. Evolution takes place over seconds and seconds, seconds and minutes, and days and years and months. Think about that. Now, I mean, like, yeah, because you are not gonna see like hitchhikers. I mean, and they got into an vehicle. They got into a vehicle with an unknown white male. See? The teenagers are reported missing after they didn't return home that night. Their bodies were found 5 days later. Jeez. The prosecutor's office said this is a somber day as we revisit the horrific acts and terror this man brought upon Berger County nearly 50 years ago. Berger County prosecutor Mark Marcella said in a statement. Oh, beautiful young ladies. I mean, like, yeah, oh man, yo. Shit. Cottingham 73 is charged with two more counts of murder for Tuesday's confession, and which he gave to the chief of detectives Robert Anzalotti, who had been interviewing Cottingham over the past 15 years in an attempt to find out if he was responsible. They're just pumping him to find out exactly how many bodies he got. That's a fucking murderer. Where to the point where, like, yeah, and he's just toying with him, like, yeah, maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I mean, like, who is it? Let me see. Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, she looked familiar. Oh, nah, I don't remember. Yeah, let me get her. Yo, god damn, yo, fucking, that's the, oh my god, that shit is crazy. For that, yeah, I'm gonna take a fucking sip. I gotta take a shot for that fucking sip. I'm gonna take a fucking shot. Fuck. Yo, that's fucking cold, man. That's fucking cold. And you just sitting there from like what? What, like 40 years? 1974. This is fucking, it's 2020 fucking one. Know what I mean? And you held those murders so dear to your heart that you still remember every last detail. God, yo. You remember every detail to the point where that somebody can actually interview on the shit and you still remember. Like, god damn. God damn. I hope whoever the fuck is outside would fucking like just fucking go ahead and hit the car alarm, man. I mean, goddamn. How are we right around the corner from a fucking police station and the tickets are not just flying about stupid shit like that? Like, they should be throwing tickets like referee flags behind stupid shit like that. Like, if not for nothing else, because just because my building is right here where I'm working at, and I don't want to hear the shit as a police officer. Okay, let's delete this. Yeah, like, yo, we go delete this. God damn. Yo, it's a sick world out there, man. Like, yo, oh my God. I'm glad I'm halfway through with my life. Yo, for you guys, for you tadpoles, that's just coming up. You have a road ahead of you because yo. Okay, next story. Brendan Hunt, accused of threatening to kill members of Congress, testifies his posts were just online blabber. See, yo, and this is what I was telling y'all that, yo, like y'all be on Twitter, y'all be on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, Bumble. Y'all be on all these fucking social media platforms. Y'all be talking that hot shit. And these fucking authorities, these law enforcement agencies, they are looking at, they have all that shit. I mean, it's just that whatever you're saying is not, it doesn't pay. I mean, it's just not considered to be like, It's just chatter. Yeah, exactly like I said, it's just chatter until you get a guy like this. Know what I mean? And now all of a sudden it's not chatter. It's to be taken seriously. They are monitoring this shit. And it's fucking amazing to me. Know what I mean? That you got freedom of speech until you say the wrong shit. You say that hot shit. Know what I mean? And yo, these motherfuckers, like, yo, they're coming to your door. They're coming to your job. You don't know how the fuck they found out where you live. You don't know where the fuck they found out how, like, where you work at. Know what I mean? Like, yo, they're gonna fucking come for you. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, wow. Brendan Hunt, the Queens man accused of threatening to kill members of Congress, took the stand at his trial on Tuesday. Right? Hunt admitted in Brooklyn federal court to creating online posts and videos calling for the murder of lawmakers like Senator Chuck Schumer and Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I like her. AOC, yo, she go hard. Damn, why you wanna hurt her? Shit. But he told the jury he was just using rhetoric and he had heard rhetoric he had heard and that it was just online blather and that he didn't think anyone would take me seriously. No, they didn't take you fucking seriously, buddy. These are motherfucking House representatives and fucking like these are people in charge of fucking making laws. You know what I mean? Like, yo, this is not you threatening to slap the fry cook at Burger King, my friend. No, it goes way higher than that. And that he did. He testified that often posting what he calls controversial content and clickbait. See, we gotta stop doing that. Know what I mean? Like you fucking trolling. You're fucking trolling people. And you think that shit like, yo, it's all fun and games until somebody shows up to your fucking doorstep and punches you in the fucking face or slaps handcuffs on you and detains you while they fucking interrogate you for fucking 48, 64 hours. You know what I mean? Like it's all fun and games till that type of shit happens. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Hunt wasn't at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th during the breach, but 2 days after prosecutors say he posted a video online called Kill Your Senators. You cannot say that. God, yo, like, yo, he's wild. He posted a video online called, quote, Kill Your Senators, unquote. And I want to say, quote, unquote, because I want to let it be known that it's not me that's saying that. I'm just reading the fucking article. I hold way more motherfucking respect over my freedom than this fucking guy does because he's a goddamn idiot. Know what I mean? Like, yo, you have your freedom of speech, you just can't say what the fuck you want. I mean, like, you can say what you want, but you can't say what you want. I mean, like, yeah, like, it's called being articulate enough to get your point across without being threatening. And it's a thing about being articulate enough to get your point across in a manner where you're hitting it on the head, you're fucking nailing it, but you're not being threatening, and you're being like, and you're letting it be known that you're coming from a place of sincerity. It's like, I don't know what it's called, but I like to call it articulated. You know what I mean? But fuck, yo, you need to. You know what it is? If you're gonna tweet something like that, you run that shit across your best friend, and I'm pretty sure, or your wife, or like something, or your brother, or something, before you tweet some shit like that, before you put something like that out online, now I mean, you run that shit past somebody that really cares about you, that you're sure that really cares about you, and they're gonna be like, no, don't do that. They gonna be like, oh, that's a bad idea. Don't post that. Yeah, I mean, that's why people get in so much trouble. Like, yo, you gotta run that. You gotta run that first draft. They gonna be like, yo, that's a first draft. Yo, you might need to like, oh, you gotta revise that, baby. Don't. I mean, they noted the video length was 88 seconds, and the number 88 is code for white supremacists. Yeah, 88 is like, yeah. Oh shit, that's what they tried to, they slapping them with that. I know what the 88 means too. Now, man, like, so if I see any of you motherfuckers with that 88, you know what I mean, tattooed on your neck or somewhere like that, I know what it means, and I'm on point. Now, man, I'm ready to swing. Now, man, like, so don't think that, yeah, two lightning bolts or two eights, yeah, together, yeah, I know what the fuck that shit, yeah, I know what the fuck that shit means. Now, man, like, yeah, so that's some Hitler shit. Man, like Hunt told the jury he didn't know it was 88 seconds long and that he had been drinking and smoking weed. He tried to pussy out. No, it's too late now. It's too late now. Drag your ass in the court to this deposition and let's hold you and detain you while we figure this shit the fuck out. Yo, this guy is a fucking moron. You know what I mean? Yo, the best thing to do if you really feel some type of way. Man, keep that shit to your fucking self. Or do like I do, bitch about it on a fucking podcast. Not even, like, just keep it to yourself. I mean, like, yeah, keep it to your fucking self. I mean, like, yo, for that, for that, delete that shit. That fucking piece of shit. Get that piece of shit scumbag off my fucking page. And for that, I'm gonna take a sip. Fuck my bottle at. The ghosts are hiding my bottle from me. Either that or I'm starting to feel a little bit warm and fuzzy. Hello. Man, like, yo, motherfuckers is crazy, bro. Like, yo, you think you can say what you want? Yeah, you can say what you want until you can't. Me? I can articulate like a motherfucker. I can articulate like an artist. Artistry, baby. Know what I mean? That's how I know how to motherfucker. I know how to talk that shit. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, next story. Man recorded himself peeing in restaurant bathroom, then killed girls' hockey coach who called him out. Jesus. That is like, yo. That went way. Yo, that fucking. The title of this fucking article went from fucking like one extreme to the other. Wow. Wow. Man recorded himself peeing in restaurant bathroom. Okay. You know, fair enough. That's where you go to the bathroom when you want to pee, in a restaurant bathroom, right? Then killed girls' hockey coach who called him out. He looks like he doesn't give a fuck. A man in St. Paul, Minnesota allegedly caused a urinal-related scene. What? Come on, man. Come on, man. Yo, this is why I do this shit every night. This shit makes me forget about the fucking shit day that I had, because my face, my cheeks are fucking like, my face is fucking hurting right now that I'm laughing. already, and I'm only halfway through the fucking show. Now, I mean, a St. Paul, Minnesota, a man in St. Paul, Minnesota, allegedly caused a urinal-related scene at a local restaurant, then killed a beloved girls' hockey coach who called him out. Ryan John Whistler, 43, turned himself in for the death of Mike Ryan, 48. God damn. Two of the victim's friends said they were with Ryan at Herbie's on the park, April 17th. I guess that's the name of the restaurant, which I wouldn't know. Both he and the defendant went to the restroom at the same time. Jesus. Whistler, a stranger to Mike Ryan, allegedly made a scene punching a hole in cellophane meant to encourage social distancing amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Like, okay, he is said to have recorded himself peeing at a urinal. Why? Apparently, no words were exchanged there, but Mike Ryan allegedly called Whistler out as they were leaving the restaurant. A friend of the victim said Whistler took a lot of verbal abuse. This allegedly escalated to the defendant attacking Ryan. Holy shit. Cops said that, as seen on surveillance footage, Whistler grabbed Mike Ryan by the shirt. Ryan tried to pull away while holding onto a railing, but the defendant hit him in the face as his mask dropped from his face. Damn. A man got between them, but Whistler punched Ryan in the head using a large sweeping motion. He reached over. Already said the allegation is that the defendant pushed the victim, with Ryan falling to the bottom of the stairs and hitting his head on concrete. Yo, that's a fucked up way to catch a body, yo. Yo, he caught a fucking body like that just off somebody fucking like tripping, like he fell. Like, I mean, oh shit. Yo, authorities say the victim died the next day from a brain injury after doctors placed him on life support to make enough time to contact his family. Holy shit. Whistler is charged with second degree unintentional murder. Now, I mean, his attorney told the Tribune it was too early to provide comment on the case. Yo, how the fuck? Like, yo, this is what I be telling y'all, man. Don't let your fucking anger. Know what I mean? Like, yo, it's cool to defend yourself. Know what I mean? Like, it's okay to defend yourself. Know what I mean? Like, yo, we're men. Know what I mean? You're not supposed to be no pussies. Know what I mean? But yo, like, oh my God, don't let your anger get the best of you to the point where in a blind light, and oh God, yo, oh man, yo, I feel horrible just reading this shit. Know what I mean? I feel horrible just reading this shit. Yo, oh my God, yo, that's a fucking hell of a story. Fuck, man. Like, yo, hey. Y'all making me into a fucking alcoholic. So what? I'm an alcoholic. I have one or two drinks now, Eddie Kane Jr. Bruh, like, yo, that is like, yo, like, because you know in your heart that you're not intentionally trying to like go for the kill. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, you just trying to like get some establish some fucking distance and let respect be respected, make understanding understood. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, but God damn, yo. I mean, you just doing like you doing what men do, like you establishing your fucking boundaries and some shit like that fucking happens. At least they charged them with unintentional. So the court system knows that, like, yo, it wasn't like, yeah, I didn't, like, at least, but I know his conscience gotta be fucking weighing down on him like a ton of fucking bricks right now. I'm like, yo, like, jeez. Like, wow, man. Like, yo, wow. How do you get over some shit like that? Like, yeah, like, I guess that's when you just start doing the opiates, right? Like the fucking, like the young girl. Like the young girls on Cops. I guess that's when you turn to hard drugs. That's when it's time for hard drugs. Like, fuck it. At that point, nobody can judge you. No, don't do hard drugs, please. Yo, next story, yo. Yo, that shit is fucking wild. Here we go. I mean, yo, this shit right here, I. Hold on. Cause this shit got me mad, and it ain't even happened to me. You know what I mean? This CNN: a black electrician found a noose hanging in his workspace in New York's Long Island. You know what I mean? And I guess in Long Island, whatever. Police and yeah. So here's how it's gonna happen. If I find a just like the race car driver from a while back. He found the noose hanging in his in where he parked his rate where his race car slot was, like where he where his car, you know what I mean? Like a black race car driver found a noose. You know what I mean? Like, yo, it's not a fucking joke. You know what I mean? It's not funny. Even if you think whoever think it's meant to be funny, or I don't care if you think it's meant to be funny, or if you think it's meant to be disrespectful. Or if you think it's meant to be intimidating, you know what I mean? If I find a noose anywhere in my fucking vicinity, you know what I mean? I'm fucking swinging. I'm swinging. And when I hit you, you know what I mean? And when I hit you, it's gonna fucking hurt. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, yo, when I hit you, I'm not gonna care about if you said, but it was just a joke. It was supposed to be funny. Nope. Nope, when I swing, I'm trying to knock your fucking head off your fucking shoulders. You know what I mean? Like, yep. You know what I mean? Because that's a threat. That's like a direct threat to my fucking life. You know what I mean? Like, that's a direct threat to my fucking life. You know what I mean? You just too pussy to say it out your mouth. You know what I mean? Instead, you want to hang a noose. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yep. Yeah, that's how the, that's where that shit takes me to. That's where that shit takes me to. Preservation of life. You know what I mean? Like, yo, you're threatening my life, so that means I have to protect my fucking self because that's what a noose means to us as black men. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's what it means. You know what I mean? Like, yo, anybody that sits there and tries to like laugh it off in my workplace and try to make like it's not a big deal, you were probably the one that did it. You're the first one that's gonna get knocked out with a fucking office chair. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or get a monitor screen cracked over over your fucking skull. You know what I mean? Like, yep. Yep. If you feel that way, the safest thing for you to do is just to keep it to your fucking self. Because the consequences will not work out good for you. Because I'm gonna thrash you. Yo, police in the New York suburb of Long Island are investigating a report of a noose found hanging in a storeroom at a local business. A Suffolk County police spokesperson confirmed, like, oh, come on, man. Like, yo, motherfuckers just trying to come to work, man, get their fucking money and go home. Half the time, we don't even want to be there. You know what I mean? Like, oh, man, yo, like, I don't know, man. Like how the shit, man. Like the shit. 23-year-old electrician who had been Kyron Teller. I don't want to fuck his name up. That's why I didn't say his name initially. A 23-year-old electrician. Yo, he's a 23-year-old electrician. He got it. Yo, he's fucking crushing it. Know what I mean? Like, yo, that's what it is, man. Like, yo, the potential. Know what I mean? Like, yo, you probably fucking had the noose was probably hanged by a fucking a 50-year-old fucking white electrician that got like two fucking divorces and is on child support alimony. Know what I mean? And see this young handsome black dude that's just coming in and he's fucking on the same level as you. He's fucking killing it and you can't stand it. It's burning you up. Yeah, who I've been working as an apprentice since December at Cooper Power and Lighting Corp. Came to work on April 20th to find a noose hanging in his workspace in Farmingdale. Said, lawyer, seeing this took my breath away and I really did not know what to do or think. I know what to do or think. I'm taking this shit to the fucking boss. And if the boss ain't got something good to tell me, then, like, yo, I'm hooking off on the fucking boss because most likely I'm assuming that everybody is in on this shit. That is a fucking inside joke, and I think that shit is funny, and I'm gonna knock one of you motherfuckers the fuck out, if not all of you, before you restrain me and lock me the fuck up. Know what I mean? Like, yeah. Yo, that's how that shit got me, yo. That shit got me on fire right now, yo. Like, yeah. His lawyer, Frederick Brewington, said his client called the police because he feared for his safety, as he should. Man, he also contacted his union. Oh yeah. Yeah, IBA to inform it of the situation. Taylor and Boynton both claim that Taylor's boss scolded Taylor for calling the police. Yeah. I'm scolding you. Yo, hell yeah, I'm gonna notify the authorities. That is a fucking threat to my fucking life right there. Know what I mean? Like, oh, so what you gonna be mad at me? All right, yeah, I'm gonna call my union rep. And then at that time, like, yo, I bet his boss shut the fuck up fast as fuck. Know what I mean? Because now your job is on the line. Know what I mean? Because as a boss, you're supposed to be responsible for the safety of your fucking employees, and you let this shit slip past you. Know what I mean? Like, yeah. Know what I mean? Like, yeah. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, y'all don't. Yeah. You think we dumb? We not dumb. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, we not dumb. We just don't want to fuck you up. Know what I mean? We'd rather go the professional route. We don't want to fucking beat you the fuck up half the time. Know what I mean? Like, we just want to be professional, make our money, and motherfucker go to fuck and take care of our shit. The boss has not returned CNN's email and phone request for comment. Of course he hasn't. Because, yo, if you let anything happen to, like, yeah, that is a threat on somebody's life on your watch. Yeah. Taylor also said in a statement that this was not the first time he had been the target of harassment by his coworkers. Wow. Yo, quote, I am the only African American working for Cooper Power and Lighting, and this was not the first time I was treated with disrespect, he said. I have been targeted by this act of pure hate, and I just don't know what to think. When will people stop thinking it's all right to terrorize black people? Jesus Christ. So he was giving the boss, actually, he was giving the boss a chance to handle it. Know what I mean? The first time that it, the first time or two or multiple times that it happened, yeah, but he still, the boss still chose to do nothing about it. So now your ass is in the fucking news. You're laying. I mean, like, yeah. You find some shit like that in my fucking I don't work at this job that I got currently. Well, I can't say I have this job currently because I've been there for like fucking damn near 5 years now. But yeah, it's very diverse. You know what I mean? So it's very diverse. You know what I mean? And we all work with each other fairly well, more than fairly well. We actually get along, yeah. So for, but if I was to see something of this nature, you know what I mean? I'm ready, like, yo, I'm ready to throw punches. You know what I mean? Like, fuck going to HR. You know what I mean? Like, fuck all that. Yo, we like, yo, the first person that play like they don't know what fucking happened, you know what I mean? That try to play dumb, you know what I mean? That try to play dumb, and I get that vibe that they had some that they knew about it. Yo, I'm going up top. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's gonna be violence in the workplace. Yo. Next story. Oh, fuck that. Say fuck shit. Fuck this. Where? Fucking pop off one of these motherfuckers. Think I won't pop the fucker up. You know what I mean? And I'll be, and I won't be here to do the podcast about my own fucking story about me getting locked up. Because I'll be locked up. I don't know. It's a slippery slope, brother. It's a slippery fucking slope. Yo, bee swarm in Texas kills one person and hospitalizes another. Firefighters in Texas. Yo, first off, like, yo, I know I told y'all the fucking story about, my grandmother, I was with my grandmother. I was about, like, I don't know. I was young. I was very young, like single digit young age wise. And I was with my grandmother, and like, yeah, and I was visiting her. I was visiting with her with one of her friends. Miss Liz, and I had to go to the bathroom. Like, yeah, and my grandmother, old school, RIP grandma. You know what I mean? Still love you, grandma. You still here with me. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yo, like, she was like, yo, she old school from down south and everything, but we up here in Jersey. I'm like, yo, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm not gonna make it. I'm gonna poop myself. You know what I mean? I'm like six, maybe seven. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I'm young. Like, yo, I'm very young. And she like, yo, just go over there in the woods. You know what I mean? Like, go over there in the woods and you do what you gotta do. And we'll do what we gotta do to clean you up afterwards. But if you're gonna do it, like, oh, you gotta go, you gotta go. You know what I mean? That's my command. I mean, I go over to the woods, and my dumb young ass, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I see a beehive. But it's coming up out of the fucking mud in the ground. I mean, oh, I never seen one of those before, right? So what do you do when you see something like that as like a fucking child, as a young boy? What do you see? What do you do when you see something like that? Bees, yellow jackets. I mean, like, oh God, yeah, like, I don't know what the fuck they call them, but them motherfuckers are nasty. Like, yo, like, so what do you do when you see them and you don't know? Like, yeah, like, I'm fascinated and I got my pants down around my ankles and I'm going. Yo, So with my pants around my ankles, I kick the shit. You know what I mean? And the fucking bees start coming out. It's like a million other motherfuckers. Like, you know what I mean? So I start running pants around the ankles. You know what I mean? Gravel driveway. You know what I mean? Gravel fucking, yeah. I fall. You know what I mean? I fucking fall, stumble over my fucking pants. You know what I mean? And the bees just fucking ate my ass up. I had like seven bee stings. I had like seven bee stings, yo. I was fucking swollen like a, but that's when I learned that, yo, fuck it, I wasn't allergic to bees, and since then I had been stung after. Now I mean, like, yeah, and I fucking took it like a man. Took it like a man. Because I was like, yo, I'm not, remember that movie My Girl when the motherfucker got, who was that, Macaulay Culkin, got stung by the fucking bees and shit killed his ass, you know what I mean, like, nah, like, it didn't happen, I'm still here, obviously, because I'm talking to you motherfuckers, you know what I mean? Firefighters in Texas say the bees living inside a tree repeatedly attacked two people, resulting in one person's death and hospitalizing another. Yo, you gotta leave the motherfuckers alone, man. Like, yo, the motherfuckers is like, yo. Yo, I was living on, this was Henry Street, and I know you don't know where Henry Street is because you're not from New Brunswick, New Jersey. Of course, shout out to New Brunswick, New Jersey. But. And the fence, like when the fences are in disrepair, the bees make fucking hives inside the like the whole the poles and the fence. Know what I mean? And like, yo, I fucking my dumb ass, yo, I fucking like I smacked it. Know what I mean? I smacked it, and I fucking ran because I knew the bees were gonna come after me. I fucking ran and I went in the house, right? I ran, I went in the house. I sat, you know what I mean, for like, I don't know, maybe like 30 minutes to an hour. Know what I mean? And I was like, okay, yeah, maybe I could go outside and play again some more. And I came out and I walked past the motherfucking said fence, and the fucking bees remember my ass and fucking was chasing me like, yo, bees are smart, man. Like, yo, they're fucking smart. You know what I mean? Like, yo, Calvin Cheney of Breckenridge Fire Department said in a Facebook post that the attack took place Monday afternoon at a home in Stevens County near Hubbard Creek Lake, which I don't know where the hell that shit is. Were met with very aggressive bee activity. Yeah. God damn. Just that sound and me making that sound, that shit fucking is scary. It had to be fought. It had to fight through a swarm to get into the house. One person was in cardiac arrest after being stung multiple times. They will eat you. Yo, they will fuck you up. They'll fuck you up. Another person was rescued by dressing them in a firefighter's protective equipment and escaping out of the house to the vehicle. Shout out to fucking firefighters everywhere, man. Like, yeah, cool shit, man. I mean, like, yeah. God damn. A local beekeeper assisted the firefighters in locating and destroying the hive with foam and hand tools. Damn, that's how bad they were. Like after they had cleared the home, the firefighters said they went to neighborhood homes to warn residents to be quiet until the bees could hive back up and calm down. The motherfuckers were ready for war. We must protect the queen. Well, yes, the motherfuckers are ready for war. They like, yo, please. Oh God, yo, fucking bees, man. Like, yo, motherfuckers crazy. You know what I mean, like, yo, okay, let's delete this. Next story. Okay. Can schools discipline for off-campus student speech, court to take up First Amendment case. All right. So what happened? I need to know what happened first. I mean, like, yo, it may not be the loftiest dispute the Supreme Court has ever heard, but the suit from a high school cheerleader who lashed out after being cut from the team may be one of the most relatable for anyone who's ever had a bad day. I had a bad day, so I'm not like a... In the case of, I'm not gonna say her name because it says, like, yeah, know what I mean? But it says the woman, it says the young lady, let off some steam in a profanity-laden social media post in 2017. Okay, so it's 2017. This is okay. She grown now. Brandi Levy. Now, man, like, yeah. Social in 2017 aimed at her school, her team, and everything may wind up as one of the court's most. Yeah, yo, man, you say what the fuck you want, man. Like, yo. If I want to curse somebody the fuck out, that I feel that it's all about. Okay, it's all about like, yo, where are your morals? Know what I mean? Like, where do your morals lie? Know what I mean? Do you really feel in your heart that somebody fucked you over? Know what I mean? Like, yeah. If you really feel in your heart that somebody really fucked you over, then you fucking speak up about that shit. Know what I mean? So if you want to get it off your chest on social media, if you feel like you gotta get in the yard and knuckle up with somebody, know what I mean, and put hands, know what I mean? Like, yeah, know what I mean? But yet, oh, that's just how I look at it. Know what I mean? Like, that's just how I look at it. If you gotta pull somebody to the side and be like, yo, I don't like the way that you like you kind of disrespecting me right now. Know what I mean? Like, yo, I feel like I'm being like whatever. Know what I mean? You get it off your fucking chest. Know what I mean? You say what you gotta say, and whatever, wherever the fucking chips may fall, that's where the chips may fucking fall. Know what I mean? Like, yo, I want some shit. Like, yo, I'm telling you, man. That's where, and yo, I swear I'm not a tough guy. I'm not a tough guy. Yo, I will fucking, I will probably punch you in the face, probably before you get it. I will probably punch you before, if I get a chance that you, if I get an inkling that you might punch me, now me, I'll punch you first. You know what I mean? But I'm not a tough guy. if I feel like you're gonna try to sneak me, like I'll punch you first. No, like, yeah, that's the type of guy. So I'm not a tough guy. I'm not talking tough guy shit. No, man, I'm just talking about like making understanding understood. No, I mean, like like, yo, if I feel disrespected, that I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna do something, or I'm gonna say something. No, I mean, to make sure that it doesn't continue to keep happening. I mean, like, yeah. Yeah. For that, I'll take a shot. Take a sec. Man, the page isn't responding. Yeah, because I broke it. Breaking the fucking internet. Yeah. I mean, wait. Okay. I mean, like, yeah, like, civil liberties groups fear the court will turn schools into speech police, limiting students' polling. Yo, you say something. Know what I mean? Like, yo, if you feel some type of way, you say something. Know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, like, hey, man, what the fuck? Like, even if she knew that much, know what I mean? How the fuck you? Y'all don't. Like, know what I mean? Yo, so, this is my last story. And it's been a good time. I mean, yo, it's been a good. Yo, I feel so much better. Yo, I swear, yo, I do. because I was in a bad place earlier. I was in a bad place where I felt like I might have to fucking get disrespectful. I don't like feeling like that. Nobody likes feeling that way. Nobody likes feeling that way. Oh, that's my phone in the back. What time is it? It must be 10 o'clock. Shit, it's fucking 10 o'clock. I'm making good time on the goddamn podcast. Yo, what? Where am I at? I'm at exactly an hour. Wow. Let me wrap this up. With this last story, because I'm a Jersey guy. Shout out to Jersey. Two more New Jersey prison guards have been charged with misconduct stemming from what? So what is this supposed to be? What? Orange is the new black. Orange is the new black. Two more New Jersey prison guards have been charged with misconduct stemming from what officials said was a January attack on inmates at the state's only women's prison. I think it's Clinton. I think that's Clinton. The state's attorney general said Tuesday. Oh, it's not Clinton. Lieutenant Eddie Molina has been charged with two counts. Yeah, I'm saying your name, Eddie. Yeah, with two counts of official misconduct and one count of tampering with public records. Oh, shit. Cheat. This motherfucker's always trying to cover shit up. That's the ones you gotta watch out for. Not the ones that be like, yeah, like, oh my God, he beat up one of the inmates. It's the motherfuckers that try to doctor the medical records when you take them to the motherfucking, to the infirmary and shit like that. To try to make it look like the nuts, nothing. You gotta watch out. Those are motherfuckers you gotta watch out for. Not the motherfuckers that's gonna stay. Oh, God. And one count of tampering with public records, Sergeant Andrea Bridges, I love the way her name is spelled, has been charged with a count of official misconduct. You spell Andrea, A-N-D-R-A-I-A. Andrea. That is a, yeah. And, be it that, yeah, I'm going off on a tangent here. But, be it that, all my, me, with my siblings and all my siblings' children have all names there. All their names start with A's. All A's. All A's. And Andrea, the way that is spelled, that would be a beautiful fit. So, hey, ladies, come on over. Let me impregnate you. Yo, I had to laugh at that before I even got it out all the way because I'm not having no more fucking kids. Fuck you. Condoms, baby. Condoms. Oh, I got a mean pull-out game too, but fuck, condoms. Attorney. Yeah, that's another name that begins with A. Attorney General Gerber Gruhl. What the fuck? Attorney General Gerber Gruhl said in a statement, the charges stem what Gruhl said was a brutal attack on inmates at the Edna Mahan Correctional Facility for Women. Or is that still Clinton though? I don't. All right. Tuesday's announcement brings to 10 the number of guards charged. So they just popping off on fucking inmates? Come on, man. Rule has said, and yo, let's do this, all right? Because most of these inmates are in jail for crimes that's not even tough guy crimes. They might just be there for to do just a little bit of time for some bullshit charge. You know what I mean? These are not fucking hardened criminals. Now, I mean, with some in some cases, I mean, like, let's be honest here, right? Like, yo, not all these inmates are in there for the same thing. They're not all murderers. They're not all killers. They're not all robbers, thieves, and fucking like, no. They're just there because some shit happened and I gotta bang out of fucking like a couple months. I mean, like, damn. Grohl has said the guards forcibly remove inmates against policy in at least two cases, pepper sprayed and punched inmates. Our investigation continues to produce results as these charges demonstrate, and we are far from done. Yeah, which is the fucking like the political thing to say. Oh man, like yeah, like yo, you gotta what, man? Like oh. Melina was supervising the officer during the removal of a woman identified only as victim two. She was pepper sprayed and then not given a chance to comply with orders before officers enter her cell, violating state policy, according to Guru. The victim was forcibly removed from the cell and could be seen in video with injuries on her face. The state says, God damn, so you're abusing these people, man? Like, shit. These motherfucking women might be in jail because they beat a man up that was beating up on them first. Like, come on, man. Like, yo, like, I don't know. I really don't know. You know what I mean? Like, yo, hey, man. I mean, Joe, yeah, god damn, that's fucked up. Yo, with that, yo, I really hope they get a they yeah, I really hope they get a handle on that. Know what I mean, like, because that is brutality. Know what I mean, like, yo, like, come on, I'm already in jail. Let me do my time, man. I just want to do my time. I don't want to get beat up. Know what I mean, like, yo, and in most cases, like, yo, I was probably ahead because I was defending myself in the first place, and I fucked somebody up a little bit more than I should have. Yo, like, yeah, I mean, but that being said, we're gonna wrap up the podcast. Yo, I fucking love you guys. I mean, you bring me sanity. This is therapy. This is therapy. I mean, this is fucking therapy. Know what I mean, like, yo, if you fucks with the show, say it every night. But I can't spell the shit halfway. Fucks with me on Twitter at RYEZNSHYNE. And if you know how hard I had to blink and close my eyes to fucking spell that, I just opened them just now. At Rise and Shine on Twitter. Yo, hit me on Facebook, Avery Johnson. Or you can just reach out to me on Instagram. I'm not on Instagram too much. I mean, but if you reach out to me, I'll reach out to you. I mean, Avery John Taco Meat, 05 TACOMEAT. I mean, like, yo, I'll fucks with y'all. I mean, like, yo, I had so much fun tonight. Know what I mean? Like, yo, I will holler at y'all tomorrow. Know what I mean? Like, yeah. Yeah. Peace.